Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series, our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Aaron Winborn. I'm with Avomatic, and I've just written Drupal Multimedia. The media module is a module that's come out of the media code sprint that's been ongoing since January. And it is an API that has two pieces to it that are very exciting pieces for Drupal and multimedia. The first piece of it is invisible to the end user, but it is implementing PHP stream wrappers, which means that any kind of media stream is now treated as a file in the Drupal file system. So, for instance, you have your normal public and private streams, but you could also have a YouTube stream or a CDN or S3. It's just really no limit to what you can do with the streams. And so then you can have files outside of the Drupal system, which are now part of your system once it gets loaded in the database. So that's the first element of the media module. And the second piece is an API for the user interface. And this is for the editors of a site. You would normally have your upload module with the little attach a file button that you go ahead and click, and then you select your file. Now what this does is it hijacks that form element for the upload module, for file field, for embedded media field, and other modules that will be added as development continues. And when you click on this button, now you'll have what looks like a file browser, where you'll see, by default, you would see a listing of files on the Drupal system, or you could click another button and you'll see thumbnails of all the files. And the really exciting piece is that it's not just the files on your system, but it's the files that are registered as these wrappers, the stream wrappers, which means that YouTube videos will be interspersed with that. You could have files that are on being served from Amazon S3 or files from Flickr. You could even have it be more abstracted than that, and you might have node references as a stream wrapper, and so then you could have articles on your site that are now loaded in through the file browser, or even blog posts from the New York Times or something could now be within your file browser the way this is set up. And so it allows you to reuse these files through the system. What I look at personally as the best part of all of this is that this is an API that developers can now work on media without having to reinvent the wheel every time they want to do something new or fun with it. And so we have right now in Drupal, we have a lot of code duplication because there is no set way of handling multimedia. So now everybody can plug into this API. And then so, for instance, if I want to do something like what the asset module does and have a really nice UI, or I say I want to have a Flash module that will replace that UI with my own UI, I can do that and not have to worry about how the files work because the files just simply work. Then if somebody else wants to come in and says, well, I want to implement a new file stream wrapper, they can do that and not have to worry about how the UI works. They just plug it in and it simply works. So this is exciting, revolutionary, and I want you to be a part of it.
So how is this different than the embedded media field? Is this something that is the media module replacing it, or are they somehow working together, supplementing each other? Or talk about some of the similarities and differences between what you can do with the embedded media field, the M field module, but also the media module.
The media module is agnostic to how it's being implemented on a site. And so I gave examples of it can work in conjunction with the upload module and file attachments. It could work in conjunction with file field or image field or embedded media field. Those modules will continue to do the things that they do, which is to be able to pull files and display them properly. And so like image field, we continue working with image cache. Once you have the file there, it will go ahead and take care of formatting the display of it and associating it with a node. The media does not care. The media module doesn't care where it's being implemented. It could be the user picture. It can go ahead and load in stuff there. And I could see in theory we can work it so that you might have a YouTube video as your user picture, depending on how it's configured on the site.
So it seems like what this is enabling in some ways is that there's all this photos and videos out there, more than any one Drupal site could suck in, but this is a way to sort of reference those but still treat it as a internal Drupal file and do all sorts of permissioning and other things. Is that correct? Or
yeah, that's spot on. That's what this is opening up. Having this API means that all this existing work that everybody has been doing gets to get pulled into this. And so, for instance, there will be a hook to be able to pull in views into it. So on your file browser, and you might create a view and say, oh, I want to only bring in certain kind of files from certain users or maybe from friend list. And so then you could go ahead and click on a tab on this and see all the files of your buddies on that site. Or as we're talking about outside of the site, we might have a wrapper that allows you to search YouTube inside of this file browser, and you say, okay, I want to look for all videos of cats and dogs from this particular user, and then they'll show up in your little file browser. You click on it, and now it's inserted into the proper field.
So why don't you just tell me a little bit about the stream wrappers and the media module, that the first ones that you're working on?
Well, the stream wrappers that are currently in process are the public and private stream wrappers, which simply correspond to the current system in Drupal of public and private files. The cool thing about that is they can now coexist on one system. We don't have to worry about it anymore, like, oh, how do I set up private files? How does that coexist with public? It now will work. And then there's also a temporary file, so the temporary directory now, it will also be a stream wrapper, which allows currently there are ways in which an editor could accidentally have a temporary file replace a permanent file, delete that, and then suddenly this permanent file that existed is gone. That kind of conflict won't happen anymore using the stream wrappers. And then as a test, the next stream wrapper that's also in progress is the YouTube stream wrapper, which will implement the YouTube API. In theory, we haven't gotten this far yet, but I see no reason not to do it because I've been able to do this with prior testing. This will be a two-way wrapper so that you, on the one hand, you could have somebody go in and search for the videos. I gave the example of cats and dogs from a particular user, so that's one way that it can go. But you could also upload a video to YouTube through the stream wrapper, and so it's uploaded to YouTube and then also turns into a file in your file system. So it's really amazing stuff there, and it's not just YouTube. I mean, this could be Flickr, it could be Blip TV, and it doesn't have to be a provider that has an API. It's not at all dependent on that this is all inside of Drupal how we're doing this.
And so there's a media sprint coming up. What do you hope to achieve at this sprint at the end of DrupalCon? What do you hope to do by the end of it?
Well, my personal goal is to get, first of all, as many people aware of this at the conference as I can, and particularly people who are interested in developing it more or documenting it, and also just to learn more about what we're doing. And then I'd love to see us get to an alpha release by Saturday when we have this big code sprint on Saturday. If people are interested who are listening to this want to come and join us with this work, whether in person at the conference this week or virtually, this is ongoing. This is going to continue. The sprint is officially called Media Sprint 2009. So it's open-ended. And you can find myself or Arthur Folsch at the conference, or Andrew Morton. The three of us are sort of heading up this effort this week. And you can also find us if you go to groups.drupal.org/media. That's the group that is focusing this particular sprint. And then you can also look at the media module page as well, which is at drupal.org/project/media.
Okay, great. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.